Right, I have something really exciting to do now. I'm going to interview the lovely Steve Nixon all about the Bible. Put your hand up. How many of you? Yeah, give him a good welcome. We love Steve. He's one of our leaders here and just a massive inspiration to our younger lads and stuff in church. We really love his enthusiasm. So who has started the Read the Scripture app? Many of you? It's great, isn't it? So, Steve, why do you read the Bible?
Sorry, I'm still thinking about whether I'm the good, the bad, or the ugly. thanks. Why do I read the Bible? I read the Bible first and foremost because it's the Word of God. And if it's the Word of God, it can only be good for me to read it, dwell on it, understand it, and try and apply it. I'm not saying for a minute that I do all of those things on a regular basis, but I do recognize that it's central, I think, to living a Christian life.
And what's your favourite Bible verse at the moment, and why?
It's actually a couple of verses. It's from the end of Isaiah chapter 40, 28 to 31, I think, right at the end. Do you want me to tell you what it is?
Yeah.
Are they going to guess? Okay. So it says, "Do you not know, have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God. His understanding no one can fathom. Even young men grow tired and weary. Even youths grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will walk and not grow faint. They will run and not be weary. They will rise on wings like eagles." What's not to love about that? I mean, firstly, I think it's an amazing promise that God will sustain us. Knowing that we can come to a place where in communion with God we can walk and not be weary, run and not grow faint, is, I think, an awesome thing. And that promise has sustained me personally previously, particularly when I was studying, when I was retraining to be a lawyer. There was just a phenomenal amount of stuff to learn. And I remember once sitting at the kitchen table, Naomi had come in from work and gone out again because she was appalled at the amount of paper that was everywhere. And I just thought, I can't take all this in. I can't learn it. I can't remember it. I can't understand it. There's too much of it. And I was drawn back to that verse to think about, I can walk and not be weary. And God's understanding no one can fathom. So if he can give me just a little bit of that understanding, then hopefully that'll be enough. And who doesn't want to rise on wings like an eagle? Everybody wants to be an eagle, don't they? Awesome.
That's great. Thanks, Steve. And what tips have you got about sticking with it and reading it when you don't feel like it?
Tricky. Firstly, I think it is a book that demands some discipline. This is the very definition of hypocrisy, what I'm saying, because I don't always apply this, but it needs discipline. You've got to stick with it. I think it's not always an easy book to read. There is, I think, a way of learning to read it. In some bits you can pick up and you can just read it like a lovely story. And the awesome thing about the Bible is that it works, I think, on so many different levels. So you can read it simply as a story and take something from it. You can dwell on every other line of that story for 15 minutes at a time and take even more from it. You can cross-reference that story maybe in the New Testament to something in the Old Testament and get yet more from it. So it works on so many levels, but I think you have to approach it, or I have to approach it, with an understanding that it's not an easy read. It's not a novel like some of the other novels that might be on my bedside table that I can pick up and simply get immersed in. I do need to kind of discipline myself and teach myself to read it and persevere with it when it's not that straightforward, or I just don't really get what it's on about.
That's absolutely great. Thank you for that, Steve. And Steve is actually starting a new small group this term. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
So I've called it Keep Calm and Read the Bible. Principally because it is about keeping calm, in that I'm not attaching any hype to it. Those of you who know me will know I'm not really a hype kind of guy. But it recognises that the Bible is so important. It recognises, in that fairly glib title, it recognises that actually the vast majority, if not everything that we need, is somewhere in that book. So we're about keeping calm, reading the Bible, trying to be disciplined in reading it and getting from it all that we can. And it's a group for men. We're going to meet fortnightly, Wednesday night, my house. And we're going to try and support each other as we go through this period of trying to read the Bible in a year. We'll maybe read some of it together. We'll share experiences of how we've got on. We'll share hints and tips on what we're finding easy. We'll talk about what we're finding difficult, and we'll pray together.
That's great. Thanks ever so much, Steve. It's great.